every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. And Chris, I've got a question for you. Do you have any Labor Day reminiscences?
Labor Day reminiscences. You know, my friend's parents used to own, I'm going to call it a houseboat, but it was more of like a floating house that we used to go to every summer and spend most of the summer there. So I'm going to go with that. How about you?
Wow, I like that. Yeah, I used to dread Labor Day because school would start the next day, and I wasn't wild about that, but that's Labor Day for me. My dad would go to the stock car races, take us to the stock car races on Labor Day, so we had a blast doing that. Plenty of news to talk about this week. Chrysler has rolled out a minivan concept for overlanding. I'd love to hear what you, Chris, have to say about that. I think you'll have some good takes on that. The new tax incentives for car buying are going into effect, and we'll have the details and our reactions to that. Tesla has raised the price of the Cyberbeast electric pickup truck variant, and we'll publicly ask, who cares? That's coming up. Honda and Acura drivers might have something to care about as the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launches an investigation into several popular models. Is your vehicle on the list? We'll have the details. And an electric vehicle manufacturer has decided to ditch direct sales and sell its vehicles through dealers. We'll tell you who that is and why they're doing that coming up. So we have a lot to talk about this week. Chris, is there a story that piques your interest?
I'll go with the Honda story, Jack. I've actually owned one of the vehicles impacted by this recall or this investigation. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's important stuff. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EnLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury. So imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. And Chris, I'm curious as to what your vehicle is this week.
I spent the week driving the 2025 Hyundai Palisade Calligraphy Night Edition. So it's one of those wonderful black edition vehicles that we get to discuss.
Yeah, that you love so much. My test vehicle this week is the 2025 Volvo EX40 Twin Motor Ultra. It might be a new name to you, but the vehicle itself is strangely familiar. We'll tell you all about that next. Our guest this week is Frank Hanley. He's Director of Auto Benchmarking at J.D. Power, and we'll be discussing owners' emotional involvement with their cars. So stay with us for that, and we'll have so much more coming up right here on America on the Road.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today. Bro.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. It's news time, and a lot of interesting news going on here. Chrysler, we haven't talked about, a lot about the Chrysler brand lately, except to say that there's not much going on there, but I guess there is something going on there. Chris, Chrysler has unveiled a van life-oriented minivan concept. It is the Pacifica Grizzly Peak concept. It debuted at the Overland Expo Mountain West in Colorado this past weekend. It's based on the Pacifica Limited all-wheel drive. It's designed for off-road travel, kind of surprising to me, and mobile living. It does feature a lifted suspension, two and three-quarters inches in the front and 2.5 inches in the rear. Still a minivan. It's riding on 31-inch all-terrain tires from BF Goodrich on 18-inch wheels. Kind of cool, and it's got, you know, stuff put onto it, a Rhino rack storage platform, and LED lighting, a retractable awning, always useful, and additional protective gear, splash guards, a body wrap. What do you think about this, Chris?
I love the way it looks. I mean, I think that the Pacifica translated surprisingly well to the off-road world with the styling. Most of the people, if this makes it to production, I'm sure most of the people who buy it are not going to try to do any serious off-roading here. But I think they've given it enough sort of beefiness, if you want to call it that, so that people could get off the beaten path a little bit. And I like it. You know, it's a good send-off for the Pacifica. I mean, I think it's been around long enough now that we're expecting a new version sometime soon.
Yeah, and I think they'd like to have some excitement around the Pacifica. This is kind of cool. They have gotten rid of the third row seats. They put in a cargo panel, and there's more room for gear or for sleeping area, which is pretty good if you're going to be overlanding in this thing. Leather seats and orange seat belts kind of give it a little lilt to it. I think this is kind of cool. I mean, I'm kind of surprised at an off-road minivan, but at the same time, if they can pull it off, and I'd love to see how it actually performs in the wild. Like you say, I don't think this is going to be designed for really heavy-duty off-roading, but I think there's some coolness to it.
Yeah, I think my only question would be the white leather interior they gave the concept car. I think that's a little questionable for an off-roady type vehicle, but otherwise it looks great, like I said.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this new tax credit policies that has come out. This is based on the tax bill, the giant omnibus bill that was passed this year by Congress and signed by President Trump. This changes tax credits pretty radically, and I want to have your opinion on this, Chris, and I certainly have one. The policy allows interest paid on car loans for new vehicles assembled in the United States to be deducted from federal taxes. This runs through 2028, replaces the soon-to-expire $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit. We've talked about this a little bit, but what are your thoughts on this as it's imminent?
I've kind of gone back and forth over the EV tax credit over the years, and I think I'm kind of going back and forth over this sort of thing. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I'd like to just see cars being sold and let, as you've said many times, let the buyers, let the market decide what is a viable product, what is not a viable product. And this just feels a little bit more like something I could see us doing without.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I see the point of this in a way. I mean, certainly we want to, in general, promote production of vehicles in the United States and employ American workers. I like that whole idea. This lets the market work in that it covers all kinds of vehicles. I mean, you can buy an electric that's assembled in the U.S. or a gas vehicle or a hybrid or whatever. That would be fine if you're not buying something built in the United States. It's not eligible, as are leases and used vehicles. At the same time, I just assume not have tax policy or federal government policy deal with the market at all. As you say, let the market decide, let people decide and vote with their dollars. I like that, economic democracy. So
yeah, shockingly, I agree with you wholeheartedly on this issue.
Well, good. Most of the time we agree. Occasionally we don't. Let's talk about the cyber beast. I'm curious as to your take on this. Tesla has raised the price of the top-tier Cybertruck, the Cyber Beast, by $15,000. Sticker price has gone up to $114,000, almost $115,000. They have newly bundled the Lux package into it. This offers, quote-unquote, supervised full self-driving. Interesting take on the full self-driving that we've seen before. Free access to the Tesla Supercharger network. I thought that kind of came with the price of admission anyway. Overall, Cybertruck sales are not what Elon Musk had predicted. Your take on all of this?
Yeah, I think the Ford F-150 Lightning recently overtook the Cybertruck as the best-selling electric truck in America. My opinion on this thing is that its styling, the pricing, and you know the opinions around Tesla severely limit its appeal. I think the people who wanted one have likely already bought one. And, you know, in the face of sliding sales, it doesn't really make sense to raise prices. Maybe they have a logic that I don't understand, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I think this is a flavor of the month vehicle. I think you've identified it. The people who wanted one, they really wanted one and they got one. There were a lot of people who got on the list to buy a Cybertruck and then backed out. They haven't bought one, which I think is kind of interesting. Tesla has a lot of incentives now to buy various vehicles, including the Cybertruck. I mean, if you like the thing, this might be the time to step up. You certainly will get attention on your block if you have one. But I don't know about the Cyber Beast either. I mean, certainly the regular Cyber, quote-unquote, regular Cybertruck has plenty of performance. But I guess some people want to have the Ne Plus Ultra, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you take everything else about Tesla off the table and just look at the Cybertruck, for me, it's too big, it's too funky looking, and there are too many compromises made to get to that look for me to actually think of it as a compelling option in the segment at any price, really.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of with you. I mean, it's a love it or hate it kind of thing, and I'm on kind of on the negative side on that particular vehicle. NHTSA has launched, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has launched an investigation of Honda and Acura engine failures. And this is a big deal. More than 1.4 million Honda and Acura vehicles have a potential engine defect, and it's a pretty big defect. Faulty connecting rod bearings in the 3.5-liter V6 engines, which are used pretty extensively through Honda vehicles, cause sudden and complete engine failure. Not something you want, right, Chris?
It's not. And, you know, as you say, this impacts a ton of vehicles. They've used that 3.5-liter V6 in the Odyssey, the MDX, the Pilot, the Ridgeline, and probably others. But, you know, it's a disappointing thing from Honda, especially since it's been going on for so long. They've had these issues in the past, not necessarily with the same crop of vehicles, but with the same engine. So I hope they're able to figure it out.
Yeah, they've had over 400 complaints recently, NHTSA has. There have been reports of crashes and engine fires, no injuries or fatalities, thankfully. Again, as you mentioned, there are other Hondas with similar engines have also suffered this. So it's kind of a shame because Honda has a bulletproof reputation, but this certainly puts a lie to that, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
VinFast is the electric vehicle manufacturer, probably not top of mind electric vehicle manufacturer, that is ending its direct-to-consumer sales model in the United States. They're adding franchise dealerships, and I think it's an interesting move. I know you're a big fan of direct selling, Chris. Your reaction to this?
Yeah, I think for VinFast, you know, being a Vietnamese company, they realize that getting traction on their own as a standalone store is probably not going to be something that they could achieve within a reasonable amount of time. I'll also say that I still have yet to see many positive reviews of their vehicles. So I think that that probably plays a part of it.
Including here. Opening, they've had 15 showrooms open in California. At the same time, they're just not getting much traction in terms of sales. As you say, I think it's vehicle quality is affecting them as well. So that's going on there. And interesting stuff, I guess. A quick note here, too. A friend of the program and a friend of mine from long back, Kia's chief operating officer, Steven Center, is retiring. And so I want to wish him well in his new thing. And he has been a friend from way back, from 30 years ago. Chris, remind us of the vehicle you're testing this week.
I drove the 2025 Hyundai Palisade Calligraphy Night Edition. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Can't wait to hear about it. I'm driving the 2025 Volvo EX40 Twin Motor Ultra. And so stay with us, and we will have road tests of both of those vehicles and a lot more show when we come back right here on America on the Road. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris T. Jackie Radmack with you for road test time. And goodness gracious, we have some interesting vehicles to talk about. One, a vehicle that looks vaguely familiar, or maybe more than vaguely familiar, but it has a different name. But you have a different vehicle, vehicle from Hyundai that I think is kind of a sleeper in some ways in its very important segment. Tell us about it, would you, Chris?
I think so, Jack. This is the 2025 Hyundai Palisade Night Edition. This is the Calligraphy Night Edition, I should say. So this is the darkly styled version of the top trim of the Palisade lineup. You can get into this vehicle for around $39,000. The Calligraphy trim is around $53,000. And then my Night Edition with all the additional styling options and stuff was around $57,000 with options. Jack, when was the last time you drove a Palisade and what did you think of it?
It's been a while, but I have always been a fan of the Palisade. I think I was on the original launch of the Palisade very, very long ago, and I think it's been a good vehicle throughout. I think there's some rivalry, I guess, with the Kia Telluride, but that's based on the same platform, but I'm a big fan of the Palisade.
Yeah, I think they're both pretty great. I don't really have many complaints about either the Palisade or the Telluride. But this vehicle and the Telluride come standard with a 3.8 liter V6. It's got 291 horsepower with 262 pound-feet of torque. It sends power to all four wheels via an 8-speed automatic transmission. This vehicle can travel, up to 5,000 pounds when it's properly equipped. And the 0 to 60 only takes around 6.5 seconds, Jack. So for a three-row SUV, this is not a super quick vehicle. This is not one that I would take out and expect to have a thrilling ride in the canyons. But it is reasonably quick for pulling into traffic, for accelerating up to highway speeds. And then when you're on the highway, passing is very easy as well because you've got there's no turbos to worry about or anything like that. This vehicle is also very quiet and refined on the road. There's not a lot of wind and road noise, and it's also able to iron out most of the big imperfections in our roads, which are just now being repaved after last winter's plows. It's going to be snowing here in a few weeks, so we'll see how that goes. Jack, what do you think of the Palisade's ride quality and how it compares to something like your Tahoe on the road?
I think it's more precise on the road than the Tahoe. Of course, it's smaller, so I think you have that going with it. I mean, the Tahoe basically is based on a full-size truck platform, and the Palisade is much more car-like, I would say, in terms of overall ride.
That's absolutely right, and I think the benefit here is that you get a lot of the interior space from a full-size SUV, but the ride quality of a minivan or a car that's a unibody design. Inside this vehicle comes standard with cloth upholstery. Mine came with leather and simulated suede upholstery, heated and ventilated front seats. Jack, I love the space and across the first two rows of this vehicle, but I wish the third row was a little bit larger. What I'll say is that the front seats are very wide, they're nicely padded, and there's good ergonomics so you can see and reach all the controls and the screens up front. The second row seats in this vehicle are also heated and ventilated, which my kids absolutely adored, and they get a second sunroof too, and there's plenty of room, and we've talked about captain's chairs, which this vehicle has, giving extra space between the seats and giving a walkway to the third row. Even with that, Jack, and I've lost 70 pounds recently, I still had trouble getting into the third row seat at 6 feet tall. And once you're back there, the seat is too low and your knees are too high, so it kind of feels like you're crunched in. I think kids will be fine back there, but I wouldn't count on jamming any adults back there for any extended period of time. You get a good amount of cargo space in this vehicle as well, so the third row seat's folded down. You've got a wide open load floor and plenty of room. My dog loved it back there. You get a 12.3-inch touchscreen, a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster, no wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto in this vehicle, Jack, which is infuriating for me when I hop in with no cord and get going, and we're stuck listening to Sirius XM radio. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, we're just so used to that. It's a big shortfall, and I ran into that in another Hyundai product that's in my driveway right now, the Elantra. And I guess they're going to fix that, but it's a bit of a problem right now.
It is, and it's disappointing given how great the rest of the infotainment system is. We've talked at length about how great Hyundai's simplicity and straightforwardness of the infotainment system is, and then to lack what is now a common feature in an almost $60,000 vehicle, I think is, I'm going to say unacceptable, but again, they're going to fix it, so I can't complain too much. You get a Bang & Olufsen stereo system in this vehicle, and plenty more features with the infotainment. And then with the safety systems, you get a blind spot camera system, forward collision alerts, automatic emergency braking, and the rest. Jack, I think if I were going for this vehicle, and I have recommended this vehicle twice in recent months to people who ended up buying it, I would go for a middle of the range trim level. You still get great features, a sunroof, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, all those things without the almost $60,000 price tag.
Yeah, I think that's wise. I think that's wise and a good decision. I like the Palisade a lot. I think it's terrific. Well, let's talk about the Volvo EX40 twin motor Ultra. I have to ask the question, by another name, would it smell as sweet? Maybe the new situation is, instead of coming out with a new car, you just name an old car something new. Because that's exactly what Volvo has done with the EX40 twin motor. Used to be the XC40, and now they have a different naming situation there. But this is still an all-electric small SUV with all-wheel drive. It has modern amenities. It's a good-looking vehicle. It's just as good-looking as when it had a different name. The Ultra is the top level. It has a 20-inch diamond-cut alloy wheels and a contrasting black roof. Now, how do you feel about a black roof? I know you're not a big blackout fan, but does a black roof work for you?
Yeah, I don't mind that. My problem isn't with the styling. It's that it's used to jack up the price and push a vehicle that doesn't get any other changes. But yeah, black roofs are fine.
Yeah, I kind of like the look of that. It has a panoramic sunroof with a power sunshade, so that's good. LED headlights. It's a good-looking vehicle all the way around. It hasn't changed much from when it had a different name, but I think it was good-looking then. And it's one of those vehicles that doesn't look like everything else, too, and I think that's good. It has a minimalist interior layout, focuses on usability and comfort as well. Heated seats are standard, both front and rear passengers. It makes sense. This is a Volvo. A heated steering wheel, one of my favorite features of all time. The front seats offer power adjustment and memory settings. There's keyless entry, good-looking ambient lighting, hands-free access to the rear and side doors are good. All around, this is a handy vehicle. I think it looks good inside. I think you've had Volvos in the past. I believe you're a fan of Volvo interiors. What's your take on this particular interior?
Yeah, I am a fan of Volvo interiors, and I am a fan of this vehicle as well. I think the only downside for me is that Volvo used a gas vehicle platform to adapt for an EV, and there's some trade-offs, you know, a little bit less rear seat and cargo space. But otherwise, it's a fantastic space.
Right. In terms of powertrain, this is a dual motor setup, all-wheel drive with dual motors. It has 402 horsepower, 494 pound-feet of torque. This is a really quick car. You wouldn't look at it and go, wow, this is a hot rod, but in a lot of ways it is. The system draws from a 78 kilowatt-hour battery, which I think overall is pretty good, but I will get to range in a minute here. In terms of performance, it has electronic stability control, electric power assisted steering, so it feels pretty good. There's a little sense of weight in this vehicle, but I don't think it's overpowering to you. And it has pretty good EPA ratings of 94 MPGe combined. I think that's actually quite good. So that's all to the good. What's your take on the handling of the vehicle?
I think they've done a good job keeping the weight under control. It doesn't feel big and sloppy like a lot of EVs do. I think it's reasonably well controlled, but you do feel it, like you said.
Yeah. Let's get to range, because that's so important with electric vehicle, or I'm going to ask you how important it is. 275 miles of range on a full charge with this 78 kilowatt hour battery pack. What do you think about that? Is that a reasonable number? Or would it be better if it were over 300 miles? You're the electric vehicle driver. Tell me your thoughts on that.
I think that number is right about what our Prologue is rated to deliver. And I've mentioned this before that we've never achieved that number. But the number that we do achieve is perfectly fine for everyday commuting. I will note that we have a home charger, though, and I probably wouldn't say the same thing if we didn't have that.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's a perfectly serviceable number for range.
Cool. It can go from 10 to 80% battery charge in 28 minutes. That's not super quick, but I guess that's okay. If you're on the, you know, this isn't a vehicle I would necessarily take on a long road trip. And, you know, having done the Made in America tour with 500-mile days, that's something that I do. In fact, we decided not to use this vehicle for a quick run up to Central California and back that we did even more recently, but that's the way it goes. It does have, as you would expect from a Volvo, a ton of safety equipment and driver assist. It includes pilot assist that helps you drive it, adaptive cruise control that I enjoy using on the highway, blind spot information system with steering assist, lane keeping aid, rear collision warning. It's got, you know, tons of safety stuff. Pretty good infotainment system. Interestingly, it has a 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster and then a 9-inch center touchscreen, but it is a Google-powered system. That's coming to be the thing, isn't it?
It is, and it runs pretty well, although it doesn't solve the complexity in Volvo's infotainment. There's still too much swiping and searching for my liking.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of stuff is buried in that 9-inch screen, and that screen in today's market, it seems fairly small to me. Let's talk about pricing for a bit. The suggested retail price of the vehicle I had, which is, again, the EX Twin Motor Ultra, was $60,750. Destination charge, $1,295, so the total was $62,000. I think that's kind of pricey. Your thoughts?
It is pricey, but it's not out of the realm of competitive pricing for the Volvo segment. I was trying to think of a tactful way to word that, but yes, it is steep.
Yes. Well, and I agree with you. In terms of the electric SUV segment, that's fairly spot on. So a good vehicle, but pricey, as we say. Our special guest this week, and that he's coming up, is Frank Hanley. He's director of auto benchmarking at J.D. Power, and we'll be discussing the 2025 appeals study. He's a terrific guest, so stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Kohl's Labor Day sale is here. Sure, it's hard to admit summer's ending, but with $10 off $25 spent at Kohl's, you can stop living in denial and start living in cute cardigans. Yep, we're back to wearing layers. So welcome fall with savings on jeans, tees, candles, and comfy bedding. And earn Kohl's cash all weekend. Trust me, your future cozy self will thank you. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends September 1st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nierad back with you. We have a terrific guest. He's been on the show before, and Frank Hanley is Senior Director of Auto Benchmarking at J.D. Power. Frank, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
No problem, Jack. Always great to join you on the podcast.
We want to talk about the Automotive Performance, Execution, and Layout, commonly known as the APEAL study. Let our listeners know what that's all about, will you, Frank?
So APEAL actually looks at customer satisfaction. So how happy are customers with their actually new vehicles at 90 days of ownership? So it kind of brings out and looks at the passion that customers are having for their car. What do they really like about their car? Where have they found after having the car for 90 days? Where are they not so happy with their car? So kind of measure that satisfaction overall that the customers are having.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We talked about a month ago about IQS, the initial quality study. Which is essentially things gone wrong, I guess, about vehicles. This is really much more about emotional involvement with cars. And the two lists are pretty darn different, aren't they?
They are. It's definitely amazing to see how, you know, somebody who could have really poor quality in our study can still really instill passion on that. You know, if they get some things right and the customers, you know, really love the styling and the powertrain's really good, they can actually still have really high satisfaction with their vehicles and overcome some of those problems that they've had.
Yeah, let's look at the stratospheric level of this thing. It looks like people are at least a little more emotionally involved with their vehicles this year than they were last. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was definitely a good year for the industry overall. So we kind of measure the scale that we have as a 1,000-point scale. And, you know, the industry as a whole did go up 4 points overall. So it's the highest level we've been since we last redesigned the study in 2020. So satisfaction among, you know, vehicles is definitely at a high point for the industry since we last redesigned in 2020. We also break down the areas of the vehicle into, several different categories. And in the first time in over a decade, we've actually seen every single one of those 10 categories actually saw improvement this year. So, not just as are they happier, but they're actually and happier across the board with every aspect of their vehicle, which is really good.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. It also struck me that something we saw in IQS is also popping up here, and that is infotainment systems and being maybe problematic. It didn't pop up exactly the same way, I think, in IQS, but it looks like people who are getting in newer vehicles, maybe with more complicated infotainment systems, are encountering more problems. Talk about that, would you?
No, definitely. You know, in IQS, we saw with quality that, you know, the customers who got a new vehicle, so an all-new vehicle, newly redesigned, were having more problems with their vehicles than people who had carryover models. We also kind of saw the same thing with satisfaction. So where you would think somebody who has an all-new vehicle that's, you know, new styling, new everything versus a carryover would be much more excited about their vehicle. And we saw they weren't this year, especially in two areas where you noted, which was the infotainment system, where we see their customers are loving the bigger screens because all screens are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
But what they're really not happy with is the complexity that's coming with those screens. A lot of the controls are moving into the screen. Things are getting more difficult to use and find within those screens. When we actually ask customers, you know, where is your dissatisfaction with these over last year? Almost every area rose, even simple things like changing the volume on my radio. People were finding that more complicated. So definitely, you know, liking the bigger screens, but not the complexity that's coming with them for sure.
Yeah, and beyond just the big screens and complexity, there's just complexity among the offerings of, you know, ability to change driving modes, to change internal preferences, to actually reconfigure the displays, a bunch of things like that that were never offered before are there, and maybe they're more complication than the consumer wants.
No, that definitely personalization level is definitely getting more and more complicated with the things you can set. One of the good things that we did see this year is a lot of those vehicles do offer vehicle profiles now. So you actually, when you get the new car, set it up, you can set up your own profile. And we actually saw the customers that took the time and actually set up those profiles so it remembers the thing about everything you like. They actually did have higher satisfaction with the vehicle. So, you know, definitely would recommend, you know, if you are getting a new vehicle, set up that profile. I think it's going to save a lot of frustration for customers in the long run with it just remembering things like where you like to have your seats, what your favorite presets are, all that the car will remember for you now. So definitely set up those profiles for sure.
Yeah, and I think as we go forward, Frank, we're going to see AI do that for people and they won't even have to set up their profiles. The car will kind of learn who they are and what they do.
For sure. definitely for the future, we're going to see that AI taking more control that way for sure.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of interesting to me that Tesla did pretty well in emotional satisfaction, you know, kind of help drive premium brands overall here. Certainly Tesla has had kind of a controversial year, to say the least. Talk about that, would you?
No, I mean, definitely in Tesla, within the quality study we saw, they did have a lot of quality improvements, especially in the area of software. And we see where those they had those areas of quality improvements, they actually saw increased satisfaction as well. So, you know, big improvements in their driving assistance systems. We saw that with, you know, the customer's overall feeling of safety of the vehicle getting better. Also something with the vehicle apps and the profile setup, again, improvements there with regards to software. Tesla customers are happier there too. So definitely they're still leading in the area of that technology and continuously updating these cars, and their customers are getting happier and happier with, you know, the learnings that they're getting from their customers and implementing corrective actions.
Mm-hmm. What are we seeing with, you know, conventional engines, internal combustion engine vehicles versus hybrid vehicles versus plug-in hybrids? Now we have electrics, you know, a bunch of different vehicle types that we didn't have, you know, 15, 20 years ago. What have you seen in terms of appeal among those various categories?
No, I mean, definitely with the battery electric vehicles, you know, customers are very happy with the powertrain. I mean, obviously you have that instantaneous power on demand, you know, something much more so than you get with a traditional internal combustion engine and with you know, a traditional 9 or 10 speed transmission that has to go through all these gears. You know, you get that power on demand with the battery electrics. The thing that was really impressed, surprising us to this year with regards to hybrids and plug-in hybrids was we're definitely seeing customers getting much more adopted and happier with the fuel economy they're getting out of those types of vehicles. So especially on the plug-in hybrid, I think customers are definitely starting to understand you get the best of both worlds there, that, you know, you can plug in the vehicle, get 30, 40 miles out of the electric engine, just driving around town, running to the supermarket and coming home and not using any fuel, but then still having that option like, hey, if I do need to go further, I still have the ability to do so with the internal combustion engine. So we definitely saw a higher satisfaction with those two powertrains this year, as I think customers are really understanding the benefits of having both the gas and the electric engines available to them.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like maybe that's becoming a sweet spot in the market, the plug-ins and just the conventional, quote-unquote, conventional hybrids that are not plug-ins versus the pure electrics, which continue to have some issues, mostly regarding range and charging times, right?
No, for sure. I think the plug-in hybrids are definitely are going to be, I think, a good transition to go the full electric. You know, it gives you that, it kind of eliminates the range anxiety that a lot of customers have because, you know, if you do run out of electricity, you have the gas backup that you need. So I think it's going to be a good transition point for you know, customers who aren't ready to fully jump into that full battery electric is a way to bridge in between, you know, these changes that we're seeing going on in the market.
Do you think we're going to see that so much? Or are we going to see maybe plug-ins and hybrids are the ending point as opposed to a transition point?
No, I definitely think, I mean, I think everybody was ready to jump in, go full battery electric. I think we're going to see a much slower transition period than what everybody was expecting, where, you know, I think everybody was planning on being battery electric within the next 5 years. I think we're going to see that go, you know, much longer than that expectation at this point, just because the infrastructure is not there and we got to get over, you know, this range anxiety that a lot of people have. I mean, it's a much different driving experience in the U.S. with the distances we travel versus other places in the world. So it's going to be a little bit slower for the U.S., I think, than a lot of the other markets.
Yeah. Let's dive into brands that did well. Start with premium brands and tell us, I guess there's no particular surprises here, but tell us about the brands that are most emotionally appealing.
I mean, Porsche among premium brands was the top performing premium make this year in the study. You know, a lot of people would go, oh, probably not a surprise. You know, a sports car brand ranks as the most appealing. But when you actually think about it, their volume models anymore aren't the sports cars anymore. It's the Cayenne, the Macan, and the SUVs. So, but they're still instilling that, you know, performance aspect into their vehicles. And even on the SUV side, it's really, you know, resonating with customers. BMW also had a really strong year this year with their appeal performance, being the most awarded brand in the study, you know, the corporation in the study this year. So very strong performance with them overall. When we look over that Land Rover, the Range Rover has now won the award for the large SUV for the third row in a year. So a lot of these brands, it's good to see, you know, they've definitely understood what customers want, and these vehicles that they've designed are definitely holding out for the long run and keeping customers happy.
Yeah. Well, on the mass market side, interesting stuff too. Kind of a varied mixed bag among the top three brands.
No, when we saw there, definitely you kind of got between one and two very different aspects of the mass market brand. So Mini was the number one mass market brand. You know, definitely a very transitional year for that brand with, you know, all the models were redesigned this year, electrification of some of those models, but Mini does still remain on the top of the mass market brands, followed by Dodge. And, I mean, a large part of that Dodge is still the Durango. And, I mean, that's a model that's been on the market for, a long time at this point. But still the customers who are purchasing it really love it. I mean, that's, again, another one of those ones, you know, big, powerful powertrain that really resonates with customers.
I have a special affinity for the Durango because my wife and I just took a Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat around the Midwest. So we drove it for the better part of 2 weeks. So it's easy to get emotionally involved with 710 horsepower, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's where they're really, you know, every time you hit that accelerator and you take off, you get a smile on your face and the rumble of the engine and stuff. So that instills a lot of that passion within customers and makes them happy. So, you know, really not a surprise that after all these years, Durango's still, you know, really pulling it out for Dodge this year. And then, I mean, GMC also had a very good year. I mean, the Hummer EV pickup was actually the top rated light duty pickup, which, you know, is kind of a standout that this year for, you know, pickups, we actually have an electric pickup as the top rated pickup in the industry. So again, that powertrain customers who have bought it are really happy with it. So
yeah, interesting stuff. I think one of my favorite vehicles, at least from a styling point of view, is the Volkswagen ID. Buzz that scored well. And I think that's a vehicle that's going to put a smile on your face whenever you walk out the door and see it in your driveway.
For sure. I mean, when you look at the minivan segment, they've definitely kind of, like you said, you see it, you smile, you can't help. So again, created all that passion around that vehicle and the icon that it used to stand for with the bus before now translated into that vehicle. So really not a surprise when we saw that one, you know, rising to the top. Just, I mean, it's just so iconic. You know, you knew customers who bought it were going to love it for sure.
Really interesting stuff. Frank Hanley, thanks so much for talking with us. We do appreciate it. Frank Hanley, Senior Director of Auto Benchmarking at J.D. Power. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Frank.
No problem, Jack. Great to talk to you as always.
And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. It is listener question time. We love to get your questions and comments. Love to hear from you. So send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Let's go right to this question from Petey in Spokane, Washington. Petey says this: I'd like to change up our car some and maybe add some performance stuff. But my wife says she doesn't want to add. She doesn't want to have anything to do with that. What's your take on tuning a daily driver? Is it a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it can go either way.
Yeah, right.
I think automakers spend billions of dollars developing the most reliable vehicles that they can possibly create, and modifying that, especially on a car that you have to rely on every single day, is a big risk. I will say, though, that there are a couple things you could probably do that aren't very risky, right? So wheels and tires are a very good way to upgrade your performance. You'd be surprised how much better your car will handle with a good set of wheels and tires. Brakes are another thing you can upgrade that will help your driving experience. I really wouldn't touch the engine and the tuning with the computer and everything like that, because then you're going to get into warranty coverage and things. So I think you can do it, but you'd have to tiptoe around and be very careful with what you're actually changing.
I agree with you totally, and keeping your wife happy is probably a really good idea for
people. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a big thing. So you have to be doubly sure that anything you do to that car works perfectly, or you'll never hear the end of it. That wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon. We'll have links. If you like our show, and we hope you do, you've stayed with us this long, thank you. And please pass it on. Let other people know what radio station you listen to America on the Road. We would appreciate that. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast, right, Chris?
Yes, it is. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the others. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All of those things help us, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. Please subscribe to those. Look for the America on the Road Made in America Tour stuff on our YouTube channel, among other things. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it. And most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices, so we're proud and happy that you're listening to America on the Road, and we appreciate that. Please join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.